Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is your 5 minute food fix community service announcement that it is Mother's Day coming up on May the 12th. So it's quite soon. I think you need to get prepared. Simon Davis, what are you thinking to get your beloved partner, Miranda?
Well, I'm looking worried here, Yumi, because I hadn't realised it was coming up so soon and I have no idea. I think time off the kids. I think that would be possibly the best present I could give, or just a lie-in, the ability to have a lie-in. I think that would go down well.
A lie-in. Yeah. It's a funny one because you do want to cuddle your kids and just get that love infusion and to be acknowledged as the mother. Oh, yeah. But then you also want a little bit of a break as well. So how do you get those two things to happen?
Look, I don't know. Maybe I'll just bring them in for 5 minutes. They can do 5 minutes and then just whip them out and give Miranda half a day off to go and get her nails done. Something along those
lines. A massage voucher, please.
A massage voucher, okay.
This is your 5 minute food fix.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So as it says on the pack, we do talk about food in this podcast, but I just wanted to cover off a couple of Mother's Day issues first. Yes, we do like some alone time and some pampering. We don't really want dumb chocolates because we're just going to eat them all. We're going to binge and hurt ourselves. Flowers, generally, they're oversupplied, and so they're already a bit old by the time you buy them on Mother's Day. They've probably been sitting there cut for a week.
And we've done Easter with chocolate, and we've done flowers with Valentine's Day already. We're over these things, aren't we?
Yeah. The thing that I honestly, and this is my absolute truthful self speaking right now, that I honestly would want for Mother's Day is some skin treatments. You know, like a needling or some Botox, some sort of zapping of my face.
You want something extreme done to your face for Mother's Day? Okay, I'll bear it.
Not extreme. Yeah. Look, my friend is a skin doctor, and she does amazing treatments for skin, and she does this thing called Morpheate where you get a needle into your face and then a laser zaps under the skin layer, zaps hot, like whatever that is, hot light, and your skin goes, ah! And
really,
and it heals, and then in the healing your skin kind of regenerates and looks really like juicy and young. But these things cost about $800, so it's called Morpheate anyway. So imagine the needle, but like a bunch, like dozens of times zapping into your face. It's not very fun.
I'm imagining it, Yumi. And look, if it can do a job, I'll sign me up. I'll take it myself.
Honest to God, that is my hot recommendation for a Mother's Day gift. But let's get to food because that's why we're here. So, Simon, Every time we drive past my favourite seafood restaurant, I point to the kids and say, you're taking me there for Mother's Day, right? Now, I've been doing this for almost a year. Hopefully the message has bedded in and they will take me there. But one of the things that I really love about the seafood restaurant is not just the seafood, which is outstanding, but it is the prices, also affordable in this cost of living time. And their side dishes of sweet potato chips. So today, for Mother's Day, I'm going to talk you through getting sweet potato chips right.
Perfect.
The worst part about this is cutting them into fry, like, shapes. It's so boring. It's so heavy on the wrist. It's so much cutting.
It is.
If you could outsource that part to somebody for Mother's Day, fantastic. But I'm afraid you may have to suck it up and be the chop guy.
I don't mind doing that. I'm happy to do that.
Oh, really? Okay. What kind of knife do you use, Simon?
I use a Global Chef's knife. It's quite a big one.
Yep.
Yep. So I quite enjoy chopping things with it. I'm happy to go there. Yeah.
So what you need to do, there's a couple of secrets to how to get them crispy, and it's not very complicated. First one is, once you've cut them into chip shapes, you soak them in cold water. It just releases some of the starch that stops them from getting crispy later. Give it at least half an hour, but you can go longer if you like. Then you have to dry them off. And we've talked about this in previous episodes, whether it be a protein like fish or steak or something like hot, crunchy roast potato, you need it to be fairly dry before it hits that oil. So dry them off in a clean tea towel. And then prior to getting them on that oven tray, you want to dust them in about a tablespoon of corn flour. And that's the secret sauce.
That is, isn't it, Yumi? Because I don't do that from time to time. That gives it, what, a lovely sort of crispiness on the outside when they go in.
It's undetectable as far as when you're eating it. Like, you don't go, there's that delicious corn flour.
No.
It's not really there, but the sweet potato chips are crispier. The other thing that you need to do, and I know that you know this, is not overcrowd the pan. So when you lay those corn flour coated chips out onto your pan, none of them should be on top of each other. They should be all single file, not touching, and then a nice hot oven for as long as it takes, which can be about 20 minutes. Give them a flip. It's tedious, but it's worth it to turn them over. And this might be one of those cases where you do use baking paper just to avoid the stickage. I'm trying to reduce my usage of single-use stuff, but it might be one of those times when, you know, you indulge. It is Mother's Day, after all.
It is, and you want them right. You don't want to leave all that beautiful sticky sweet potato there in the pan, do you, or the tray.
No. I mean, if it's Mother's Day, she'll probably be standing there with a fork sort of scratching at the pan trying to get a meal out of it. That sort of sums up what my Mother's Days are like. Happy Mum's Day to all the mothers out there. Thanks for listening to your 5-minute food fix. Don't forget to subscribe to our show so that you never miss an episode, because by subscribing, it helps us.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.